so hard to prove that God's not really real. While others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel, but I know He's real within my soul. For one day He cleansed and made me whole, and Jesus is still the answer for that longing deep in your soul. Still the answer, He's the answer for your soul. And though some may say He doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and
welcome to our program, Daily Walk, brought to you by the Apostolic Faith Church in Stavanger. We want to thank you for taking time out to join us today for this time of devotion, where we look into the Word of God together. We pray that God will bless you during this time of devotion. But before we continue, shall we have a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for yet another opportunity you've given us to listen to your word. We pray, Jesus, that you will send your Holy Spirit to interpret this word to the life of each and every one of us. Help us, O God, to draw closer to you in all areas of our lives, that your Holy Spirit will be our guide and our God. And this time of devotion will be a blessing to all. Thank you, Jesus, for having heard our prayers, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hebrews 2, 5 through 18. Devotional focus verse. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Hebrews 2:18. Been there, done that has become an often quoted phrase in recent years. Sometimes we hear it casually tossed about in reference to an activity. At other times, we may say it to acquaintances when they have a car wreck on the way to work. Endure resistance from a rebellious teenager. Spend sleepless nights with a colicky newborn. Endure a difficult employment situation or negotiate with a terrible twos toddler. When we have been through a specific situation ourselves, it is much easier to empathize with others. Have you ever tried to comfort someone who faces a difficulty that you have never faced? Very likely you feel inadequate. Or perhaps someone who has never experienced a situation like yours has tried to console you. Although that person may have thought he understood, you knew full well that he did not. If we understand better by experience, consider what our focus verse is saying. Jesus, who is God Himself and one with God the Father, became a human being like us. He experienced life on earth in all its dimensions. Why? So we would know that He understands what we go through. He not only went through what we do, He went through more than any of us will ever face. Which of us has been without food for 40 days while we were tempted of the devil? Have we been betrayed, spat upon, despised, or beaten? If we are reading this, we have not been killed for who we are or what we stand for. Jesus experienced the extremes. Are you facing something difficult today? Perhaps emotional pain is tearing at your heart, or you confront a situation that looks like a mountain that can never be overcome. Take courage. Jesus understands. He really does. And He cares. He is looking at you with love in His eyes, and He wants to help you. Reach out to Him in prayer at this moment and expect Him to answer with grace and strength for your time of need. Background information. In verses 5 through 8, the writer quotes Psalm 8. God intended man to have dominion over the earth, but due to sin, man lost the ability to have that control. Jesus, because He lived without sin, had that dominion. Jesus was made a little lower than the angels when, in His humility, He came down to this world. He suffered humiliation that it could be followed by His exaltation. Humiliation and then exaltation is the order the Lord took, and His disciples will follow the same pattern. The Lord's substitutionary offering is clearly set forth in this passage. He tasted death for every man. He suffered for others. One purpose for Christ's coming is mentioned here, that He might be like His brethren. In verse 10, the word captain means file leader. It is a military picture of one who takes the lead, and His followers are behind Him. Jesus suffered for the supreme purpose of bringing many sons unto glory. In this verse, the word perfect does not mean without sin or fault, because Jesus was sinless. It means complete. Sanctification is what accomplishes the oneness referred to in verse 11. It makes us like Jesus Christ. Jesus prayed that His disciples might be one, even as He and His Father are one. Verses 11 to 13 reference the bond that God expects us to have with Jesus Christ. When we think of the extent to which God went to meet the needs of sinful humanity, we can begin to glimpse the importance of this great salvation of which we are made partakers. Satan's power, verses 14 and 15, is through sin. He presides over the realm of death because of sin. There was no death in the world until sin entered. The sting of death is sin. So when sin is taken away, the sting is taken away also, and the fear of death is dispelled for the Christian. We see the great purpose that Jesus had in forsaking all. He suffered for several reasons. First, His suffering was necessary so that He could identify with humanity. Next, He suffered death to redeem humanity and to make the power and fear of death ineffective by His resurrection. Finally, His sufferings qualified Him to be our high priest before God the Father. Conclusion. Jesus Christ does understand every situation. He is more than able to help with any challenge you face today, if you will ask Him.
We hope you have enjoyed this time of devotion. We welcome you back tomorrow at the same time. If you are in Stavanger area, we invite you to attend our service on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. in our church, the Apostolic Faith, or in Norwegian, Apostolic Tro in Stavanger. The church is located at Tjensvollveien 56, next door to Tjensvoll School. You will hear music, be able to take part in singing, listen to personal testimonies of what God has done in the life of people, and you will be able to listen to the Word of God. We want to invite you to visit our website so that you can know more about us. Our Norwegian website is apostolisk-tro.no. Or if you prefer in English, you can visit our Portland headquarters church website, which is apostolicfaith.org. We would like to remind you that the devotional material that we are going through now, with more Bible outline, can be accessed via our Norwegian Church website. We pray God bless you as you spend your time with us.
Shall we close our devotion today with a short prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity you've given us today to have another devotion. We thank you, Jesus, because you understand. What we are going through here right now, you have experienced. You've walked here on the earth. You suffered hunger. You have suffered being ridiculed. You have suffered pain. And you have suffered to endure all the challenges that life can throw at us. Most importantly, you have endured the death on the cross for us. And Jesus, it gives us comfort to know that you understand. And we pray today for everyone listening to this program, who may be going through one challenging time or the other, that your comforting hand will be around them, that you will speak to their heart, you will touch them, you will soothe their pain, and you will help them. And Lord Jesus, we pray for your blessings to be upon all of us. Jesus, peradventure, there are some listening to this program who still haven't made up their mind to make you their personal Lord and Savior. We pray that for the sake of your death on the cross of Calvary, that you will reach out to them today and draw them close to you for your own glory. Thank you, Jesus, for having heard our prayers. Thank you for having answered. For we pray and ask for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
That God's not really real, while others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel. But I know He's real within my soul, for one day He cleansed and made. For that longing deep in your soul, Jesus is still the answer. And though time and ages roll,